Voltaire, 1694 through 1778. Social critic to the extreme, by the way. Voltaire is just a pen name. His real last name is Arouet. Not that you have to know the spelling or anything. The Frenchman Voltaire helped fill in some of these blanks that Hobbes and Locke both left in the social contract by speaking out for speaking out. Voltaire was very controversial during his time period for the witty, satirical way in which he attacked European society. For instance, in his satire Candide, 1759, he points out that Europeans' views about liberty directly contradict the slavery that Europeans practiced around the world. More about that in Chapter 3. Voltaire insisted that everyone in society should speak their minds, and that no one should be censored by the government or church or anyone else. Voltaire famously said, "I do not agree with a word you say, but will defend to the death your right to say it." This right is called the freedom of speech. Perhaps most boldly expressed by Voltaire during this time period is an even more controversial right, the freedom of religion. Voltaire insisted that anyone could practice any religion she or he pleases, as long as that practice does not harm others. Therefore, not only Catholics and Protestants should coexist, but also infidels or unfaithfuls like Jews and Muslims could and should live in peace in European society. Even more shocking than this view was Voltaire's support of an atheist's right. Atheist is spelled A-T-H-E-I-S-T. Voltaire supported and defended the atheist's right to deny the existence of a god. As cutting-edge as his views were at the time, Voltaire's views became incorporated into the foundation of American government after his death. In the American Bill of Rights, 1790, freedom of speech and the freedom of religious practice are directly guaranteed in the First Amendment.